With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the unauthorized release of Pentagon classified documents that assess Israel's plans to attack Iran have Washington officials concerned. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says it's not known if the documents were leaked or hacked.
We're not exactly sure how these documents found their way into the public domain. I know the Department of Defense is investigating this, and I'm sure that as they work through that, they'll try to determine the manner in which they did become public.
Kirby says President Biden is deeply concerned about the release of the documents. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says the final two-week sprint to Election Day is underway.
We're really just hitting the big seven battleground states. I think, you know, you'll see me mostly in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan down the stretch. But look, man, we've got to win all these states, and I think that we will.
Vance was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. More on that final sprint from White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting.
The two campaigns are crisscrossing battleground states in a flurry of activity. Harris visited two churches in Georgia on Sunday before traveling to Pennsylvania, where she begins the week. Meanwhile, a Trump weekend rally featured profanity aimed at the vice president and vulgarity involving late golfer Arnold Palmer. Harris later said such rhetoric demeans the office of the presidency. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A flood warning's been issued after an outburst from a glacial lake in Alaska's capital city of Juneau. The National Weather Service says moderate flooding is expected. Mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 344 points. The Nasdaq rose 50. The S&P 500 declined 10. This is SRN News. Kamala Harris has found a new constituency.
Pornographers. A $100,000 campaign called Hands Off My Porn is seeking to get the Democratic presidential candidate elected in November. The pornographers who are backing the effort fear that former President Trump and other conservative candidates will move to limit their profits if elected. Harris recently appeared on Call Her Daddy, a podcast that focuses on sexuality and is known for the vulgarities and explicit language of its female host. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas is suing a Dallas doctor over accusations she's been providing puberty-blocking drugs to children in order to help them live as the opposite sex. The lawsuit announced by Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton alleges Dr. Mary Lau, a physician in the Dallas area, provided hormones to over 20 minors in violation of a Texas ban that took effect last year. This is SRN News. The New Mexico National Guard is continuing search and rescue operations.
That's after record rainfall produced severe flooding in and around the city of Roswell and Chavez County. 309 people have been rescued since Saturday, with 38 taken to hospitals. Two people have died. Seven people were rescued after a car was swept away in floodwaters. The National Weather Service says nearly 6 inches of rain fell on Roswell on Saturday, breaking the previous daily record of 5.65 inches set on November 1, 1901, for the southeastern New Mexico city. John Scott reporting.
The Arkansas Supreme Court ruled that votes won't be counted for a measure that would have expanded medical marijuana. The court on Monday issued a 4-3 decision saying the wording of a proposal was misleading. It would have broadened a 2016 constitutional amendment legalizing medical marijuana. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.